Variety, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Variety is the key to the spice of life, I guess. All right, well, then let's do this. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, G5, G5 Radio, back in living color, somewhat. But we are breathing, we are living, we are here. But before we really get into anything, of course, you know, our thoughts and concerns go down towards our fans down there in Oklahoma. They're going through a really, really horrible time over there with that tornado, that F5 that went through and literally just took out about a mile and a half of the area down there. So definitely thoughts and condolences down there to everybody. And of course, you know, if you want to make any kind of donation or anything for your support, contact your local American Red Cross. And they usually have a way also you can donate $10 via phone. So, you know, look it up, hook them up, and they would definitely need your help down there. So even if you even want to go and volunteer, check with the American Red Cross. They do have people that are leaving from different states, including Philly. They have people that left Philly and went down to Oklahoma. So, Mr. Cortez, you know, it's a total disaster down there. I mean, what are your thoughts?
And it's, you know, unfortunately, this is times when us as Americans, man, we definitely have to stand up and help each other out. Also, be very aware that there's a lot of scammers going on around here.
That's
Please
true.
be very aware. So if you are donate to a legitimate cause like the Red Cross, as Mr. Fitzpatrick mentioned earlier.
Yep, government name, but that's
Thank you,
okay.
sir. So if you guys, so honestly, do I want to donate to Red Cross. I hope FEMA don't get dumb, man, because FEMA had a tendency to get dumb with paying people money.
Yeah, that's true. We know that
That,
story.
and also the insurance. Also, you know, I hope the insurance companies don't play games with these people and pay them what they owe them, man.
That's true. So let's just hope that everything goes good and you know, everybody gets the money that they need down there because they really need a lot of help. So as we said, you know, check with your local American Red Cross and definitely and make any kind of a donation that is possible. They will be well appreciative of anything that you can give.
With the fire we make, it's getting
So let's switch speeds here, and we're going to go into a little something that caught my eye. So once again, or as usual, I wouldn't say once again, but as usual, let's get the soundboard up on here. Soundboard, let's do it. All right. Straight from the NY Daily News, and we got to go across the pond to our fans over there in London. Once again, Mr. Cortez, people got issues like a box of tissues. And let's go. Let me jump right into the story here. And what the situation was is that a Cub Scout leader and a mom of two confronts two cleaver-wielding terrorists seconds after they beheaded a London soldier in a London street. I don't know what the fuck is going on over there. I mean, damn. You know, let me just jump, you know, back into the story here. A British soldier was beheaded today on a London street in a barbaric attack by a pair of cleaver-wielding jihadists, supposedly witnesses said. And the brazen and heinous slaying occurred in broad daylight in front of stunned witnesses who said that the attackers screamed Allah Akbar, quote unquote. One of the women courageously confronted one of the attackers even as he held a long butcher knife in his hand and was shouting, "We want to start a war in London tonight." And they actually got pictures of this, man. It is deep as shit. The quote goes on, "Right now it's only you versus many people. You are going to lose. What would you like to do?" The mother of two told the person. and they show a picture. This guy's got this knife, and this knife is sticking out there pretty big. And she confronted him, and with his hands, let's see, his hands soaked in blood. One of the attackers was filmed on the street right after the attack, and making this chilling claim of responsibility. They swear to Allah, and we will never stop fighting you, as one of the people said. He made it clear that that he and his vengeful partner had set out to kill a soldier, staking out the Royal Artillery Barracks outside of the southwest section of London that's called Woolwich, and just randomly target a victim. Mr. Cortez, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I feel as though, and I'm not trying to, like, condone anybody's religions, beliefs, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though if a religion condones that you go out here and commit violence towards someone,
mm-hmm.
that's not right at all. You know, that's not right at all. I don't know, you know, it's like Islam in general has been painted a pretty bad picture right now, because you got all these fractions acting out, you know what I'm saying? Because not all, and keep in mind, folks, not all Muslim folk have this mindset, just a small pocket. Just like, for example, you have a small pocket of Christians that feel as though, you know, they use white power to preach their message.
Mm-hmm.
So please keep that in mind. This is just a handful of idiots that took Islam to a level where it should not have been taken.
True.
Unfortunately.
Very true. And you know what? There's actually a video down here. I'm just going to click on here. If you go on to nydailynews.com, scroll down from the story, and you'll see it. But of course, you know, before anything else, they're going to put on a damn commercial for tires. No, I don't want to see a commercial for motherfucking tires. I want to see this damn issue, what's going on here with these people. So, either way, go on there, check it out. It's a big eye opener. And of course, the condolences go out to the soldiers' families. But man, I'm telling you, people getting a little bit too crazy out there. A little bit too crazy. It's getting to a point where it's just getting a little bit too ridiculous right now. It's like every other day, it's just something new.
Tony, founder of Lucy Pearl, is setting up to release his first solo album of his career, Instant Vintage.
Instant Vintage. Very eclectic man. Great musician. He's got this gospel-delic soul.
If you think of the word gospel-delic, you can only think of one person. Raphael Sadiq.
I'm only trying to be the best that I can.
But I don't understand.
I'm just
doing what I can.
The life of Raphael Sadiq has been one of quiet struggle. As the product of a large family with roots in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Chicago, Sadiq would be the only child born in Oakland, where an unfortunate string of mishaps would eventually take the lives of three brothers and a sister.
Your life and my life is not so predictable. Me and you gotta know which way we wanna go. My life has been an up and down struggle. But now, today, I don't know which way I gotta go. Go, go.
I'm just doing what I can.
I'm just doing what I can. Ooh.
Gospeldelics.
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 Instant vintage.
Instant vintage. Instant vintage. Instant vintage.
So then what we're going to do from here, we're going to switch it a little bit and go to another story, which is a little bit more, let's say, calming. So I'll need to get the soundboard back up again. Soundboard, do it. Let's do it now. Come on now. Wake on up. Come on. Wake up. Wake up, soundboard. Stop smoking a crack. Come on. Wake up. Mm-mm. Wow. Wow. Soundboard doesn't want to cooperate right now. They're in their little mode there.
They cooperated earlier, man.
Yeah, they did. Let me try this again. Come on, soundboard. You can do it. I have total confidence in you. I guess you don't kind of got confidence in themselves. Wow. Oh, my God. I've never seen this happen before.
They got unionized.
Wait a minute. You get unionized. All right, well, we got him working. He must have been taking the wacky tobacco and got a little bit sidetracked. So let's go into this other news here. Now, please tell me, Mr. Cortez, and I apologize. That's right. Teacher extraordinaire and sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez is here with us. Good evening, sir. I apologize for that.
No problem, man. We haven't been on in a while. I just wanted to jump in also, man.
Yeah. But we're going to have to jump in on this interesting story here. Did you watch the Billboard Music Awards the other night?
I have not watched it, but I heard so many different interpretations of it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, this one story that came out, which was kind of funny. But not for the people that were involved in it. There is an artist, if nobody knows by now, there's an artist that's named Miguel. And he had a song that he was doing. I think it was a brand new song. And then all of a sudden, he decided that he was going to take this song. He was going to, it's called Adorn. The song was called Adorn. And he made a memory of it because he decided to jump from one part of the stage over the crowd to the other side of the stage, but he didn't make it all the way. Basically, what happened, if you haven't seen the video yet, he went up, tried to do a split on the other stage, and wound up kicking one girl in the head and leg dropping the other one right on the side of the neck. Damn, where's Hulk Hogan when you need him?
I don't think Hulk Hogan is in any condition to be wrestling right now.
But he might not be, but guess what? He gave a message to Miguel 24 hours after it happened.
Oh, what will Hulk Hogan have to say?
Yes, he did. He said, quote unquote, on Twitter, Miguel Mania. At least he did it right, brother.
Right on, Hulk Hogan.
Yes. Big ups to Double H himself, Mr. Hulk Hogan, for giving the artist Miguel, who we barely hear from too much, giving him some props. So, yes, he will be superstardom next year. So.
Oh, he's pretty good now, man. I like Miguel, to be honest.
Okay, all right.
I like his sound. It's like he has a new classic. It's like a classic R&B sound, but with other elements mixed in there, man, that works for him.
All right, if you're feeling his music, that's good. I know the two girls that were on there that got leg dropped, they feeling it too. So,
there's gonna be some lawsuits handed out.
I'm waiting, but that one girl got fucked up majorly. We actually got some audio footage from the actual event. So if you're ready, Mr. Cortez, you might not be able to hear this. But I will try my best. I'm gonna try to fix the audio here. Okay, you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. Here's the audio from that concert that Miguel did when he did the leg drop on somebody. Let's see.
Oh my God!
There it is. There it is.
Let my foot adore you.
It was such a fast, it was such a fast event, you know, for those who didn't catch it, we will help you again.
Oh my God!
There it is. There it is. Once again. Once again. It was just such a blow. Such a blow. I mean, literally, they had to put this on WWE. It was just that damn good. So one more time for everybody, if we can get this done here, if we can get the soundboard, give this to us one more time. Here we go. Mr. Cortez.
Oh, my God!
There you go. Another oh, my God for you.
They didn't have to take anybody on a stretcher or anything?
They escorted one of the girls out of there.
Oh, he probably told her, can you sign this waiver, please? Sign this waiver.
Yeah, sign this waiver. Sign this waiver. But, oh, man, yeah. Talk about a smackdown. Man, they just took her. She looked like, they only showed, like, the side of her face. They were like, oh, is she going to cry or is she going to just keep walking? But
she going to sue. She going to sue, man.
She's going to probably sue. I bet. I bet she will be. But either way, big ups to Miguel for, leg dropping his career. And, of course, big ups to the originator, Hulk Hogan, for giving him some lessons. But of course, the girls are okay. They
see,
are.
Man, Hulk Hogan, I think Hulk Hogan might ask, invite him to a match, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if you might see him on the next wrestling show. I would not be surprised with that.
Teaming up together, man.
I know, right?
Miguel, like he can throw down a wrestling ring,
yes,
man.
He looks like he's... yeah, right.
90 pounds.
Yeah, 90 at 90 pounds, so. Miguel, here he comes. Okay.
One day when I was riding on the train, I seen these two kids talking about the Nubian rain had fallen. I didn't say nothing cause these kids caught my goat. Even wore my coat like a murder that they wrote. So this kid with mouth swagger now blazed the cloak and dagger. So I got to show Bruce and my Sherlock that I am. I could rock a jam, make the world drop hammer. Yes, I'm the bad man and bad men wear black. And if it comes to dropping bombs, yo, I'm with that. No, I can freak, block, flow, fuck up a faggot. Don't understand the ways and I ain't down with days. You wanna drop the style that was made from my mom and my dad. When I was young, I used to run with a notepad. Then time flew and somehow I knew that I was bad to the bone. Black prodigy since the age of 20. I could write a rhyme, rip it up and write the next one. Right on the spot, sign my name with a dot. Diamond D threw me some smooth shit, Bronx crowd roar. Took up your whack jam, everybody hit the floor. Okay, it's you, Slim, the hard rock of the pack. Don't wanna kneel to the brothers. You must be holing, but some shit in his chest. Now his whole body's swollen. Why did I have to do it? He asked for it, his man saw it. So it don't mean shit to me. He's gone, that's how it's supposed to be. Check it out now, I ain't going out, man, that short shit is dead. Have you heard what I said? If not, ask the dread. He got a cannon that's bad, similar to the one that I got from my old dad. Punk ass will be grass quick fast like my name was Flash. When a nigga try and rob me from a cash, you thought you had a sweet Vic, nice pick, but you didn't anticipate that I might be sick. Now who's the trick, cause I'm not a hump.
No.
I always do the fucking, just might do the bucking. I leave my Nike stuck in your rectum till you learn. Brand newbie, yo, you gotta respect them. Dissect them, yo, our word is born regardless. Tumor wanting to do the puma strut and stuff the fuck off before I punch you in your face with the motherfucking bass. Then you're gonna taste blood in your mouth. We're gonna flood south to the ground. You ain't gonna know I don't fuck around. See if you think you had two soft new jacks. We're gonna have to off you with a few cracks to the jaw, and you won't pop that shit no more. Explain it to your friends while you're laying on the floor. Did you want some more? I didn't think so. Just got whipped like a faggot in the clink. So I suggest you take your bloody mess and find a piece of wire. Fix a broken jaw, then it's time to retire. Lord Jamal will live long, cause I give strong blows to the heads of my foes. Dread flows, gives me power as it grows. Watch out, Ross Cloudy, you catch the speed, not heed not. And hell will be your home, Lord Jamal Sadat, as we swell your dome.
Yeah.
So as Mr. Cortez goes and takes care of his thing, of course, big ups and a big hello and a super, super hug to my goddaughter, Autumn, who is probably right now either sleeping or making Mr. Cortez make a 6-course meal. I would go with the latter with the 6-course meal. So either way, hopefully that 6-course meal, Mr. Cortez, will get done pronto. If not, we'll hear about it. So for now, I'm going to switch to a different story. And let me get my soundboard back up here. Soundboard, can you please jump in with this story? All right. Our next story here, and just there he is.
I'm sorry, man. Somebody just come in your house, man.
Somebody just came in my house? No, actually, somebody was, they were leaving. They were all leaving and everything.
I thought that was my, because I got the same chime on my alarm system. I thought somebody came in, because I'm upstairs, man. I'm like, oh, what the hell?
I'm coming in your front door. I don't care if you're there or not.
They bold like that, bro.
Yes, they are.
Bold like that now.
Well, you want to see who's really bold?
Oh, tell me who.
Oh my God. I saw this and I was like, wait a minute. Mr. John Bon Jovi. Those who don't know who he is, you don't know rock and roll. Remember, hip hop does cross with rock and roll once in a while. So know me some music history. John Bon Jovi, the leader of Bon Jovi, had some comments for a friend of yours, sir. You know who that friend is?
Is it Jay-Z?
No. You got the first letter right. It is.
Oh, Kanye. Because Kanye went on.
No. Mr. Justin Bieber.
He attacking. Oh, because I heard with Justin Bieber. He got you. Want to hang out with him.
Oh, no. He went to, let me tell you what he did. He went to Justin Bieber, and he just basically said, Justin, he went right to Justin, or he commented to Justin, Justin, you're an asshole. Go ahead, John. Call him an asshole. He deserves it.
Man,
he went gangster on Justin.
Wow.
What? How did he do that? I'll tell you how he did that. He basically has some advice for the pop star about being a responsible musician and respecting his fans' time and going, as he said, quote unquote, going to fucking work.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah. So, this is from our peoples, of course, like I said, from the NY Daily News. Mr. John Bon Jovi schooled Justin Bieber by telling him to treat his fans with respect, or he'll be living on a prayer with his musical career. He had some choice of words for the teen sensation after Mr. Bieber showed up hours late for a London concert on the 4th of March. Quote goes, every generation has guys that do that. None of that is new. They run the risk of disrespecting audience members who have worked hard to pay for their ticket. To give you the permission to take 2 or 3 hours of their lives, or in that kid's case, 80 minutes of their lives. Do it once, you can be forgiven. Do it enough times and shame on you. They won't be back. And if, of course, if that wasn't the coup de grace, he continues screwing, with his devoted fans, then the quote will be, then it just becomes a cliche. It's really not cool. Quote, unquote, you're an asshole. Damn, he just called him an asshole.
Aw, yeah. I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know? And drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready. Rapper stepping to me. They wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC date, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope or dog food? Competition, I just devour.
like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This made by Ginsu, wait until when you tried the front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, gag, game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the canes start to talk, cause
ain't no half-seven.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
Ain't no half-seven.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
Ain't no half-seven.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
Down the road.
My rhymes are so dopin', the rappers be hoping to sound like me so soon, I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field and court. Then again, on second thought, the half-seas coming out sounding so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your best, no mess, or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. Rap prime minister, some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, the climax. Relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next, the formation of words that fit. At the table, I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop to stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth. And if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
No, half-seven.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
No, half-seven.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
No, half-seven.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
Down the road.
I appear right here and scare and dare a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer idea or near steer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that.
No,
Mr. C, step to me. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them C's evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon of me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. And if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Just give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder, another MC. To try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and rake them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Ashalama Lake.
He said, "You're an asshole, go to fucking work." Unquote. Mr. Cortez, your thoughts?
He got a point, dude. He has been in the game. Bon Jovi has been in the game so long, man. He's very professional about what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber, I don't know, man. Didn't he? I hear all these accusations that he's howling. I'm getting tired of this, and I want to leave, and this and that. I'm saying to myself, man, you like the attention. You like the drama. You like it. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're complaining. Yeah. I don't like it now.
Well, but then here's my question to you, Mr. Cortez. Do you think Justin Bieber is an asshole?
I think he needs some good PR people, because he doesn't know how to... He's out in public. You don't know how to behave, man. You out in public, you got to carry yourself a certain way, which he doesn't, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So I don't know, man. I don't know if he's just... I think Usher should step in and hire him a good PR person or something, man.
You let her go and have, or have Usher beat his ass.
Yeah, because at least with Usher, man, Usher wasn't the perfect guy either, man.
He wasn't sloppy. He's always been a true showman, you know.
Yeah,
his stuff was always
together.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem with whole problem with Justin Bieber is everything has been given to him to a degree, so he feels as though he doesn't have to work as hard as the next man, because he knows fans are going to be there for him. They're going to still keep loving him.
Mm-hmm.
The album sales still going to be selling, man, yep. You know. But the thing about it, it's bad when the music industry, like the, it's the Grammys, musical Grammys.
Yes.
They don't even recognize him as an artist.
Who, Bieber?
They don't recognize him, man. Wow. I said, damn. They don't even look at him as an artist, man, because they feel as though your sound is, you're not doing nothing different than what anybody else is doing. Ooh. You're not taking art. Yeah, because the art, they had somebody get up there and talk about it. Like, reason why Bieber has not won a Grammy, if I'm correct, I don't think he has won one yet, is a simple fact. They don't look at him as an artist, man. I said, damn.
They look at him as an asshole, right?
They look at him as a non-creative asshole. What he's doing is not phenomenal. He's doing is cranking out what people want to, you know, he's cranking out generic music from what they say.
Wow, wait a minute. You know, this reminds me of a nice hip-hop quote from the legendary Big Daddy Kane. And I think you can go along with me on this one, Mr. Cortez. Let's see. Some people like the profile.
And act so wild. Front and hard, but ain't got no style.
God, man. God bless the king. God bless the king.
Excuse me, take a few minutes to mellow out. Big Daddy Kane is on the mic and I'ma tell about a minimum length of rhymes with strength and power. So listen to the man of the hour. Flow and go to a slow tempo and you know, sing ho, swing low, then yo, the show will go on as I perform, transforming on stage like a Decepticon. But I'm not animated like a cartoon, I'm for real, shooting lyrics like a harpoon. Across the crowd, the listeners and spectators, so let's groove with the smooth operator. Just I'm so smooth. Just I'm so smooth. The BIGDADDYKANE, I'm good and plenty, serving many in any competition, wishing for an expedition. I'm straight up dissing and dismissing. Listen, rappers act so wild, I love the profile, front and hard, but ain't got no style. I give nightmares to those who compete. Freddy Krueger walking on King Street, confuse and lose, abuse and bruise the crews and choose to use my name wrong, they pay dues. Destruction from the exterminator, but in a calm manner, cause I'm a smooth operator. Cause I'm so smooth. Cause I'm so smooth. Now girl, step up to this. One simple kiss and it's over, miss. Sold the nice dream as high as the price seemed. Girlfriend, you've been scooped like ice cream. So just swing a fling, a gathering, try to cling, cause it's a Big Daddy thing. and I'm loving them right words bars. So just play Marvin Gaye and let's get it on. I make it real good like Dr. Feelgood to make sure that my point is understood. That when it comes to this, there's none greater. Sincerely yours, the Smooth Operator. Just I'm so smooth. I'm so smooth. Now ain't that the Pockle and the Kittle Black saying I'm a new jack? You need to be smacked. The smooth way I say them and the way I display them to make them sound different in a way that's gifted and ham. Making sure every lyric is done fine and I make one line bright as the sunshine. Attacking like Robitussin on a cough. If you know like I know, step off. Competition, I'ma get rid of. You can't get a bit of, so just consider a break, a rest, vacation, hibernation, and make way for my smooth operation. I'm a smooth operator. Cause I'm so smooth. Cause I'm so smooth. Genuine for 89, and I still ain't half stepping. Peace.
But let's move on to one of our final things here. And we're going to the world of sports. And this I heard actually today. I didn't even know this happened until I heard this on ESPN today. So, soundboard. Let me get a good intro. Put down the weed and let me get a good intro, all right? All right. Now, one of our last stories here today. Once again, actually comes from our peoples over in Comcast, right down the street. And this is about golf. Are you a fan of golf, sir?
I was when Tiger was on fire, man.
Well, guess what? He's on fire again.
Wow.
He won a late. He won his last tournament. They said he did. He did win. I heard. But yes, now, but he has a little, I guess, some kind of quote unquote beef, if you want to call it, with one golfer. This golfer's name is Sergio Garcia.
Oh yeah.
They've had some issues in the past, and. All of a sudden, it got bad during this European tour. The other night, everybody was at this tour, and one reporter went to Mr. Sergio Garcia and jokingly asked if he would have Tiger Woods over for dinner during the U.S. Open. So, the golfer did reply and said, we will have him around every night. We'll serve fried chicken. Damn, man!
That's the second time that went down. And one of those punk-ass golfers said some racist shit, man.
There we go.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, bring it on, Mr. Cortez. Bring it on.
Oh, because this is not the first time this has happened.
No, sir.
Even Jack Nicholson, didn't he say some crazy shit like that?
No, not Jack. I think it was another golfer that said something.
Said he's like, because it was the first time Tiger won the Masters. He said, yep. Oh man, we can have chicken. We gonna
said
have chicken
watermelons or something like that.
Yes, he did. Yep. He apologized.
Yes,
for
he did.
Man, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
We'll have a round. We'll have a round every night. We'll serve fried chicken. Oh shit! Now you've done it. So, Tiger went on Twitter today and said the comment wasn't silly. Rather, it was wrong and hurtful. He went on to say that he's confident that there is a real regret on the comment that was made. And when I was watching ESPN, our buddies over there mentioned that Mr. Garcia tried to contact his manager, Tiger's manager. Of course, got a voicemail. Come on, you think you're going to get somebody when this happens? They're going to let that shit marinate, let you burn a while.
I would.
Burn.
We all know we on Garcia.
Yes. Another Latino got to fuck some shit up. Doing so good for a while. We're cruising. We're doing all right. And then all of a sudden, all right, let's bring in the fried chicken shit. Okay, here we go.
I just think he didn't. I just really think he's around people that like to talk like that. Now, unfortunately, he thought, man, it might have been a joke. Because you think they would learn from the last time.
Now, some people did laugh. But some people had one of those kind of like pauseful laughs. Like, and some of them were like gasping, like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then there was just one, they said there was just one person who was just like, so, you know, that was probably a real racist over there. But anyway, I digress on that. The point is, he did something wrong. He made a bad comment. He's going to eat crow. He's going to burn at the stake for a little bit. And then Tiger will put out the fire. Sometimes you just got to be the better man in this. But now he made something. Now, there was a comment that was made, which you kind of have to give it some validity. Tiger went through all of his shit. Did his infidelity, lost all of his conscience, had all that controversy that nobody remembers. But yet when he mentions one piece of food in the wrong context, this guy's going to be hammered for life. Do you think that that is just and fair, Mr. Cortez?
Well, man, it depends. Like, because race is a very, very sensitive topic right now in this country.
Absolutely.
You gotta be careful what you, when you say stuff, it will come back to bite you in the ass five or six times on again, you know. I think he's gonna have to ride it out, man, you know. I mean, Tiger might actually help Tiger out even more, I hate to say it.
Yes, it
might
make
him play harder.
I think it will. I think it's gonna give him that that extra spunk, the extra edge that he's just been holding back for a little bit. So I agree with you. He's gonna get it done. He's gonna do well. Who knows? He might he might shock some people and win a few more majors.
Street and off block to turn around and do the same damn thing to a solo. Cause Reggie Noble's pissed. I crushed the whole brain frame. Cause you couldn't maintain the funk to have your rap style for lunch, chump. Cause 92, I take a whole crew. Give them a put to the book, not all of their go too loose. I'll show you what type of stuff I'm on. You can't pump or slip it because I was born with it. The Funkadelic devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, you pin. I get action. So everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your back, chump. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot. Some say I got more juice than Tupac.
Straight out of Jersey.
You heard me, my brother. I'm laughing.
time for some back. Yeah.
From the land of the lost, I'ma hit you with the funk force that make you run your rap style back to the crack style, brother. They strike the pose like Madonna. My mom's kicked me out because I did what I want. The original P-Funk chomped up a chunk of funk in your skull caps. Cause my jaw snaps with the raw rap. So color me bad plus color me black for the funk that I pack. Yeah, freaking to the funk track. The funk flies,
stuff. Come on and let me kick
the funky fly stuff.
Just to show you where the hell I come from, I get done with the 1-1-2. Check my reps on my hip when I have sex.
Like this.
Make you twist to the mist of a funky brain cell when it's pumped on the spliff and all that, the hi-hat. Go by that, listen, look, oops, brother, where your eyes at? They on the floor, kick them up while I pour a little funk down your brain pump. Listen to my name, Chuck.
Red man, ready to rock.
I got a Glock, then pow! Your body is all over the block trying to step to this. The exorcist, kick it. I get mad wicked when twin pop the biscuit and blow your head off. Just for asking, who's the one rap? Who pow?
Time for some action.
Not going for the okie doke. Believe that. His squad's definitely in the house.
In the house.
For the brothers that don't be knowing. What's up? Word is bomb, I gotta show him the flavor. Back to the funk track. Black sheep, my man, you say, who's the red man? Where's the red man? I kill, I smother, I get down with the
bread. Yo, chill, G.
Chill, lot. It's over, man. Yo, you don't gotta say no more. It's over.
All right, well, we're going to wrap that up. But you know, we got to wrap it up the way we always did because we haven't done this in a while. So this is the time where we do the final thoughts from Mr. Cortez, which are all breathtaking and inspiring. So right now is your final thoughts with Mr. Cortez. Soundboard, let's do it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
Well, to all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. But you know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
Yeah, my final thoughts for the day pretty much is,
oh shit,
folks, appreciate what you have. Appreciate all the stuff around you that you have. Because sometimes complaining don't solve a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you complain, it just gets worse.
That's true.
Be happy for what you have in your life.
That's right, because you could have nothing.
Yeah, just a lint in your damn pocket.
I feel that sometimes after I pay the bills every month.
Yes, yeah, that's called, you get violated, man.
God,
we all get violated every week.
Jesus, drop the soap, will you? Thank you. God.
Yes.
But yes, those are words to live by. And yeah, either way. And also, big ups to the IRS. Y'all fucked up majorly. But
they did a good job, man. I'm glad they went at the teabaggers, man.
Oh! Yes. They did good. Yes, they did good. But, you know, of course, it's going to come back on Obama and everything. And big ups to the Barack as usual. You know, but one other shout out. And this ties into something that hopefully will be happening soon. Big ups to friend of the show, Mr. Stone Cold Steve Austin. I've had the honor of meeting him with him when he was in Philly. But check it out, people. He's on iTunes. He's got his own show. And, man, you thought we were coming off foul mouth. He goes crazy. I was listening to a story. He was talking about his house and a woodpecker, and he wanted to blast that motherfucker.
Oh, man, shoot. Y'all carry a little rage around with us.
That's true. But it was pretty cool, though, you know. So either way, go on iTunes and check out Stone Cold Steve Austin's show. That's on there. But also, ladies and gentlemen, we are possibly heading that direction, too. We'll keep you updated because as we are on Skype and on Twitter and our G-Line, we possibly soon enough could be also available on iTunes. Mr. Cortez, can you see yourself on iTunes?
Yes, I can, man.
Yes.
I think we have made it to the big leagues.
Yes. So, yeah. iTunes possibly coming soon. So, if anything, we'll keep you abreast or two of the situation of what goes on. But for now, of course, we're gonna break out for now. But just remember, any comments, criticisms, anything that you want to let us know, any new artists that you want us to bring to the world, or if you just want to give us an STFU so we can Kimber you right back, you can just let us know on Twitter. Yes, G5 Radio on Twitter, all one word, G-5 Radio on Skype, and of course the G-Line, which is always on, 2677766 GPHI. And yes, do look out for us because we are going to conquer iTunes. So look out. We're probably going to be invading iTunes, and it's going to be free. We don't charge you for speaking our minds. It's real talk, people. But we appreciate Mr. Cortez coming out as usual, and everybody else for listening to us. And just remember, people, those who can will, those who can't won't, and si se puede. Peace.
Peace.
Shit, I break it. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya. Lines like rifles go blast when I kick some ass. A lot of rappers be like one-time wonders. Couldn't say a fly rhyme if there was one right under their noses. I hate those motherfucking posers, but I'm so real to them it's scary. And with my unique skills, nah, you can't compare me. And no, we don't make whack tracks. And all the suckers get pushed back when I'm kicking real facts. I represent, set up shit like a tech boy. You're paranoid cause you're a son like Elroy. And you'd be happy as hell to get a record deal. Maybe a soul you'd sell to have mass appeal. I'm greater than all MCs. When I breeze, give me room, please. I be like fascinating when I be updating. Cutting off white kids, pulling their trump cards. I thump hard and make them say that I'm God. Niggas be pretending they're hardcore. Never know the meaning of. But I get props like a slogan, and no man could ever try to diss when I kicks my jam. Lyrically deaf and connecting, complete mic record. No double checking, vocals kill like weapons. But if I have to, I go all out with no mic. Yeah, that's right, cause I survive mad fights. And for my peeps, I truly care. Cause without some of them, I wouldn't be here. And they all know how I feel. The suckers be like playing themselves to have mass appeal. I've suffered setbacks, but now I'm making greenbacks. Just like baggy slacks, I'm crazy hip-hop. Check 1, 2, and you don't stop. Your head'll bop when I drop my crop of pure bomb. Just like the seashore, I'm calm and wild with my monotone style. Because I don't need gimmicks. Give me a fly beat, and I'm all in it. Word is born, I go on and on. For you it's tragic, I got magic like Ron's. So I'ma end this lecture and I bet ya, those who kick dirt in due time, I'm gonna get ya. Cause I be kicking the rear, while they be losing the race, trying to chase mass appeal.